Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, orthopedic injuries, concussions, whether or not your athlete gets to return to play, is really a complex decision that's made by trainers, coaches, sports physicians. So many different people are involved, and there is a certain ethics involved, especially when it comes to professional sports or collegiate sports in the playoffs. You wonder if someone is sent back out on the field or the court and they've had an injury, are they really cleared to play, or is it just because we need that person out there right now? And my guest is Dr. Douglas McCaig, and he is a professor emeritus at the IU School of Medicine. So, Dr. McCaig, when we talk about the ethics of return to play, and recently with Robert Griffin's knee injury, you know, sent out, what do we think of? What do you guys think of when someone gets back out? You know, tell us what you go through trying to figure this out.
Well, I don't envy the sideline of the Washington Redskins as a result of what happened, because what you basically saw in the second quarter and then finally in the second half of that game was an individual whose knee injury just got worse and worse and worse until he couldn't do it anymore. And that's a nightmare for a team physician. Sometimes the problem really is there's the wishes of the athlete versus the welfare of the athlete. And that gets in the way, and that's what happened here. And then you have the wishes of the team.
And the management, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got pressure from management. Get that guy back out there. I'm paying him $17 million a year.
Right.
And then you've got the fans.
Well, mistakes are perceivably very high, you know, playoff game and all that stuff. But, you know, what a physician has to do is to stand back and say, look, he has a career ahead of him, and we're jeopardizing his career by doing this type of a thing. And I'm afraid that's what happened here. And, you know, the pressures of the moment may have gotten the better of the welfare of the athlete in this particular case.
Now, to the lay people, it seems that athletes, you know, return to play so much faster than the average person,
right?
You know, or something. Now, do you think that some of this is due to better pre-training, better conditioning all around, that sort of thing? Or are they sometimes pressure sent back, you know, maybe they're not 100%, but get back out there?
Usually what you have here, the reason that athletes tend to get back out quicker is that they're exposed to some of the most sophisticated athletic training and rehabilitation techniques available anywhere. And that's probably the biggest reason. I think what you saw here with Griffin was very unusual. You do have athletes. He's a very good athlete and all that. But good athletes are compromised, too, and that's what happened here. I don't think, generally speaking, that we see that many athletes, certainly in my experience and what I've done with college and professional athletes, generally speaking, people want to safeguard their investment, which means they want to make absolutely sure that they're okay to return to play because of just what you said, because of the large and significant amount of money put out there. This was just an unusual situation. Athletes do have a great motivation to continue. And, you know, the wounded warrior type thing that everybody sort of plays into is certainly present, but that's where a team doc needs to come in and say, you know, that's great that you want to go back out, but guess what? You're not.
Well, and that would make you guys the bad guys all around, and even management.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that where that money is concerned, management is going, you get him back out there, even if you have to, you know, the olden days or those movies we used to see where you guys would have to give him a cortisone shot out there and say, get back out there. Now, when we think of orthopedic injuries, ACL or torn meniscus. Now, I tore my meniscus and skied a week later. because right. I just started moving it again. So what injuries would you say there's an absolute no-go? Or some that you say, well, you know, torn meniscus,
well,
unless otherwise
it depends
told.
Upon, you know, if you're dealing with orthopedic injuries generally of a major joint like a shoulder or a knee or an ankle, any injury that renders the joint unstable is an injury that an athlete shouldn't play on because they can't protect themselves and they can't get themselves out of situations where their knee or their ankle or their shoulder might get hurt again.
You can't just brace it and stick them back out there. I mean, because some fans are going to say, Dr. McCaig, oh, put a brace on it and get them back out there.
Yeah. Braces are generally not that effective at doing this type of thing. They might be able to help to reinforce a relatively healed lesion and protect it. But when you're dealing with fresh injuries, you don't put people in braces that rarely, because basically the only way to protect a moving joint is to make it not move. If you can't make a joint move, there's no way you can function as an athlete. And so with that in mind, you know, for especially for fresh injuries like you just mentioned, like ACLs and labral tears in the shoulder and things like that, you cannot brace them. It's that simple. You just can't. Not if the joint has been rendered unstable.
So, okay, if an athlete then, you know, comes off the field and is telling you about pain, maybe you ice them for a while, how do you determine, yes, you can return without, you know, x-ray equipment and MRI stuff out there on the field? Do you say, well, you're out for the game, buddy, or let's see.
You have to understand that even with the high technology that is available to us in medicine, we still had to learn how to examine joints and knees and
out on the field.
And other things. Yeah, out on the field. And those exams will give us the information that we need on the sideline. And if there's questions about it, you can determine if a knee is unstable or not on the sideline. You don't have to have an MRI to that might help to go to prove to the extent
to
of
go
the
to prove your point after you've done some kind of a drawer test
right.
or something. Now, so have you found yourself arguing with coaches and or management?
Yes.
And yes. Who wins?
But well, here's what happens.
We only
here's
have a minute
happens.
Left
no,
here.
No, it's a. Here's what happens. You have to, before the season ever starts and before you start your job, you have to go into management and coaching and say, this is the way I intend to play this. I'll make the decision as to return to play, and then if I say yes, then it comes back to you. If you don't like that, fire me, because that's the only way I'm going to work, and that's the way most team physicians work. You don't make a medical choice to please either coaching or management, and that's the basic rule.
Well, that's where the ethics comes in, correct? I mean, that's
exactly.
Where
right.
if you're working for the coach or you're working and for management or you're working for the athletes as their right. team physician, they have to trust, and the parents
exactly.
of those athletes have to trust that you are, you know, doing that for them. So in the last 30 or 40 seconds here, wrap it up about the ethics of return to play, you know, with sports injuries.
Well, a physician needs to be first and foremost about the welfare of his patient. In the case of a sports medicine doc, that's the athlete. And regardless of what anybody says, that decision needs to be really almost made in a vacuum. It should not consider the circumstances around which the athlete is playing or the stakes or whatever. It has to do with the athlete and whether and the determination is made as far as the seriousness of the injury.
That's
bottom line.
And that is the bottom line. It can't be made for the fans or for management or for the checkbook. You know, those are the kinds of things that our sports physicians go through at every game. You're listening to Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.